Argentina isn't the only country where powerful leaders might keep secrets or tell lies. All through history, princes and presidents have lied and dissembled. The American president who most famously kept secrets, Richard Nixon, has left a lasting impression on commentator Louise Rafkin.
I was barely a teen when Nixon was toppled. It's over 30 years ago now, but I remember it well because I lived in San Clemente, a small town in Southern California. San Clemente had never made it onto a map before Nixon moved into town and took up residence in his Western White House. Deep in the bowels of conservative Orange County, our townspeople embraced Nixon. Each time he came, a bevy of schoolchildren would greet him at the helicopter pad. Once I stood in a line of school kids hoisting letters which spelled out, "Welcome, President Nixon." I was the X. After Nixon moved in, the street snaking to his house at the far end of town was renamed Del Presidente, Street of the President. As a kid, what you are taught about presidents is that they are honest and good people who care deeply about the country and its principles. What school kid doesn't know Lincoln as Honest Abe? Such good spin, it stuck for centuries. So when Nixon was defrocked, it came as a shock. He lied? He lied and he broke the law? After Nixon left office and vacated our town, I naively tried to spearhead a campaign to change Del Presidente back to its old name, Street of the Fountain. How can we keep a street named after a crook, I argued, but few listened. Recently, I drove down Del Presidente to the far end of San Clemente. The former Western White House has now been surrounded by new homes for the Marines from the nearby military base. The fence in front of the base flutters with yellow ribbons and welcome home signs for those soldiers just back from Iraq. Looking at those banners, just a few feet from the Del Presidente street sign, I recalled my little campaign. I'm pleased my cause was not successful. There was a moment, I thought, with military helicopters whirring overhead, when I was still innocent and believed that people in power told the truth.
Louise Rafkin now lives in Emeryville, California.